Who do I even do the intro about this time? I mean, did Flannery. I did, family member for Casey. I did one for Maurice. I did one for Haley. I guess I haven't done, like, Uncle Jake for Bob, but, like, that guy's not a character. That's not a character at all. I was supposed to kill him off, and then that's just not how that scene ended up playing out. Boy, who else is there? Nikolai, I guess? But he's not giving an interview to the high schooler. I mean, Emma, the dancing queen girl, she's barely more than Jake. Top here, we need to do some tie updating between Casey, Charlie, and Regina.
Boy, you'd sure think that I'd have thought about this in the past week.
Yep, same.
Especially since you brought it up.
Yeah. So yeah, Melissa, what is your new tie to Regina?
Come on, man.
Oh, we're still doing this, huh?
Come on.
Okay, fine. No, I'm actually just thinking.
I can come back to you if you need time to think.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie, what is your new tie to Regina?
My new tie to Regina is...
Your current tie is Regina needs to relax and I want to help her.
It's an old tie. That one's been there for a while. It's a bit much, and I know it's two separate ideas, and normally you like to edit those down to, like, kind of one, but I do think it needs both of them, which is Regina's been through a lot and deserves more. Like, better. Not more bad shit. She doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. That's short and snappy. Regina's been through a lot and deserves better.
Yeah,
Charlie's like, I want that bitch obliterated.
Would you say that carries an unspoken parenthetical of better than I can give?
No, fuck you.
Okay.
I kind of also thought that.
Hey, what? Stop it.
Okay, listen. No one's attacking you.
It feels like it.
No, we're asking you if you're attacking yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
Move on.
Okay,
that's
so yes.
That's not a no.
What's your updated tie to Melissa?
Melissa is named Casey. It's not Melissa's name, Casey. I said it's not Melissa's name, Casey. Fuck you.
Now, is that your understanding of your relationship to Melissa?
I know. What I'm really going to say is Casey is the strongest of all of us.
Strongest of all of us. The most powerful in the universe.
I don't know about that. How much can she bench?
It's emotional strength, Zola.
Oh, okay. I don't... Well, all right.
Wow! Thanks!
Wow!
Hey.
Interesting.
Rude Boy Solo is back.
Uh-huh. Regina, what is your new tie to Melissa?
My new tie to Casey is... Casey is deeply important to me.
Casey is deeply important to me. Okay. And what's your new tie to Charlie?
New tie to Charlie is...
right now, Charlie is sweet, but... ...
How do I fit Charlie fucked up bad with Natalie into a tie? I guess it could be that, but...
Charlie fucks up a lot.
Yeah, kinda.
Hey, so I'm not critiquing or saying, but I do want to point out that of your two girlfriends, one's tie is Casey is deeply important to me, and the other is Charlie fucks up a lot.
She's been fucking up a lot. I was asked for my current understanding of our relationship.
It's very funny. Everyone was like, Charlie, you're beating yourself up, and then you just come in and shoot her in the head.
I don't
Charlie,
think anybody...
you're being too hard on yourself. Let us be hard on you instead.
I want to be clear. I was not saying you're being too hard on yourself. I was just asking, are you being hard on yourself? I'm not trying to, like, pep talk you out of it. I'm just clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, you didn't hear that, Charlie, so...
I know.
Well,
yeah.
Sounds like she did.
No... Charlie doesn't need that right now.
I think ties are sacred. I think I'm not interfering on any of that.
Yeah, ties feel like they break the game if you like listen in on them.
Yeah.
Well, and yet here we are.
I'm just chilling. I'm vibing.
Yeah.
Molly is making comments.
Casey, Melissa, back to you. What is your tie to Charlie?
Oh, we're skipping Regina now.
We just did Regina. Oh, no. I mean, we can do...
You can do it in whatever order you want.
Sure, all right, what's your tie to Regina?
Regina needs me to understand her.
Understand her. Okay. And what is your tie to Charlie?
Charlie needs us to be there for her more.
Needs us to be there for her more.
I think Casey sees the latest Natalie development as a consequence of, we keep telling Charlie that she's fucking up, but we haven't really been doing much to help her do better.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
I know it was fairly brief, but Jake and I did have a scene last time, so should we update? I'll update my Naomi tie as well. Let me start with Naomi.
Okay.
Naomi is what's the best way to phrase it? I think he's too willing to accept the narrative it's built around him. Naomi's too go with the flow. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If Naomi comes back, they need to grow a fucking spine.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Let's go with that.
Damn. Okay.
Mean Solo.
Yeah, I'm just kind of in my bitch era, I guess.
Nothing more human than that.
As for Jake, this is another one where I'm really trying to figure out the proper wording. I think something along the lines of Jake and I have a beautiful relationship that might be doomed, but I think it's all the more beautiful for it.
That's a long statement. Can you divided Naomi and Jake into you split their ties across one cell of the spreadsheet. I think you might need to cut that down.
How do we feel about potentially doomed soulmates?
Sure, Jake is my potentially doomed soulmate.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of ideas going on there that I think that's the neatest way to encapsulate them all.
Okay, feel like you're moving fast, but who am I to judge?
Hey, what's high school for, baby? It's all about speed. It's all about fucking best years of your life. Woo!
Jordan, didn't you die on your girlfriend on purpose?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, you got me there.
Anyway, what about you, Jake?
Solo wants me.
Whoa.
Okay, then.
Jesus Christ.
Asked and answered.
Asked and answered. If that business is done, are we good to get back into the action here?
Yeah.
Let's hit it, boss.
All right. Then in that case, why don't we cut ahead to Saturday morning, the day of the youth group meetup that Melissa has been invited to.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting this is happening. That's a Lexi comment.
All right. Are you driving, or is Sarah, who your dad has like kind of pushed into coming along?
Sarah is driving. Casey does not have a car.
Okay. Sarah very much did not want to go to this and kind of had to really, really get her arm twisted to come.
Yeah, as we're driving, I'm just like, look, you've been here for a while, and you know how Dad gets when, you know, we don't seem like we've got a lot going on, so this will maybe get him off your back for a little bit.
Yeah, whatever. I'll just, I don't know, you care if I just drop you off and go do something else?
I mean, you should probably at least make an appearance, but you can kind of dip whenever.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because, you know, he's going to talk to people at church tomorrow and, you know, mentions that you're there and everyone says they don't see you. It's just going to worry him more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's... you're not wrong.
What's the problem anyways? These are always nice.
No, it's great. It's great. There's no problem I would have with any of this.
I think you're being sarcastic.
She doesn't answer.
Okay, then.
Then, yeah, it is, it's a little bit of a drive away. It's kind of out of town. You know, one of the other, like, small towns that is just sort of, in the orbit of Louisville. You know, a lot of country road driving to get there.
Imagine it's like a church that's kind of on the edge of town, so it picks up, like, you know, people in the rural areas around.
Well, and this is just sort of like, you know, an attraction for younger people that, like, you know, you're not going to have one of these in every one of these small towns, you know?
Yeah.
So this is probably kind of beyond where even, like, you know, the church population lives, but it's where you go to have this kind of event. Yeah, it is still early. It is, let's say 10 a.m. And, you are, pulling into the parking lot. The parking lot is not, like, stuffed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's relatively, like, there's cars here, but it's not, like, full. That's, I wonder where everyone else is.
I mean, you would know.
What?
Oh. Okay, I did not realize that was in character voice.
Yeah. What? Yes, I'm talking to you, your sister.
Sorry, I was, just a little distracted. Yeah, I don't know.
She just kind of like lets out just like a long like huff slash sigh, just kind of like a and gets out of the car.
All right. I guess looking around for people I know.
Yeah, you, as you're looking around, you're not really seeing many folks around. You sort of walk over to the, main building, for, like, you know, the mini golf registration and that kind of thing, and, Pastor Marcus is in there. He's, okay, Melissa, hi, good to see you. I am so sorry, I've been trying to get a hold of you, we had to push things back an hour. I gave you the wrong time, and I've been... I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, that's no problem. It's not like I was doing anything else this morning. Do you need help setting stuff up or anything?
No, I mean, everything's pretty well, you know, set up. We're not really, you know, nothing too fancy here. I just... Just kind of a scheduling mix-up. you know, when I couldn't, you know, I tried calling and, you know, I just got your dad who said you were already on your way, so I figured better you had somebody to meet here than seem like you were getting stood up by the whole party.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess we'll be back in a bit.
Real quick, where's everybody else? Because you were, like, staking this out, right?
Yeah, we said there was, like, a park nearby here, right? That, like...
Charlie, like, it kind of is a park, but there's definitely more, like, a public park-type area nearby.
Yeah, Charlie, like, Charlie's, like, half-heartedly skateboarding, mostly as just, like, a cover.
Okay,
like, just, like, oh, don't pay... It's just some skater kid, like...
Right.
Yeah. I think, Marcus, kind of notices your sister and goes, oh my gosh, Sarah, it is so good to see you. It's been so long. And he kind of like goes in for like a hug that she like very awkwardly returns. She's like, yeah, hi. Hey, what are you doing back from school? And she just immediately looks like he just like dumped a bucket of cold water on her. And she's just like, I have a mold problem at my dorm. And I think he just immediately says, like, oh, because I thought you were staying in the same dorm as Stacy.
Do I know? Yep. Do I know who Stacy is?
You would know Marcus's daughter, yeah. Same age as your sister.
Ah.
Yeah, that's true, but they had some spare rooms for some students and not others. She hasn't mentioned anything about that to me. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
Casey having the devastating realization that she's better at lying than her sister.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it's a real pain. Well, if the party is not even started here, maybe we'll, grab some, some coffee or something. You guys are here. We could just play a round of mini golf, the three of us, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, yeah, great. I'll get us signed up here. And he goes over to the desk and starts, negotiating with them to get, you know, three passes to the mini golf course.
Look at that, sir. No waiting.
Yeah, it's great. That's fucking fantastic.
Regina, what are they doing?
She's got binoculars down at the other side of the park.
Yeah.
It's only, like, the two of them and the gym teacher guy?
How small is this church?
I don't know. I mean, Casey's dad is weird.
I mean, yeah, but he always seemed like a nice... Oh, shit. And Charlie beefs it a bit. he always seemed like fun weird, I guess. Like, I only met him like the one time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's like weird, but you know. Where is everybody?
Do we think this is just like normal weird or like Eidolon weird?
Did you think that? No, it's the gym teacher. It's gotta be Eidolon weird, right?
I mean, yeah.
Stakeouts are about patience. We don't have enough information yet.
When did you get here? Oh.
Jake's been in the bushes the whole time.
Were you gonna tell us that you were here?
I thought it was understood. I'm a detective.
Yeah, why wouldn't we be here with you guys?
So...
You know, I guess I should have expected that.
Hey, do you want some spare binoculars?
What?
You want some spare binoculars? I brought enough for everyone.
Regina, I'll take one.
Oh, okay. I have a pair, but thanks.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, what do you think then?
Well, like I said, we don't really have enough information to make a judgment yet. I mean, stakeouts can take all night sometimes.
It's 10 a.m.
Sometimes it can take that long.
Ugh. I don't know. They're churchy. They probably stop at like 5, 6.
But they might be culty, and all the cool cult stuff, assuming Jordan has finally come up with some, is gonna happen at like midnight, right?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I thought that was a Jordan question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, let me just tell you all the fucking spoilers for what's going to happen next.
You know, that would be really helpful.
Yeah, that'd be great. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair.
We don't have to do it now because we're kind of in the middle of something, but all of you, I have an idea for something later that might help with our issues with Jordan not having good ideas, just in general.
What?
What?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't worry about it. Everyone else, I figured this should be like a group thing. Rather than a me thing.
First of all, you realize any idea you have is my idea.
Shut up. After this, can we all meet? Where's Dad's probably busy. We could do it at my house. So just like after, can we all meet up at my place?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Should we order a pizza or something? Make it a whole thing?
Sure, yeah. I just want to wait until later. Like, this is important, what we're doing. So, like, I figure we can wait and see. Are they playing mini golf?
What color golf ball do you want, Melissa?
This is the most important question you're going to answer.
This is extremely important, yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Music just started playing.
I think Casey goes for the pink ball.
Yeah, the pink ball. I think Sarah will take a like baby blue, and Pastor Marcus will take a green. And I think he's got the scorecard, everyone's got putters, and he says, "All right, let's get to it." And kind of like stepping out of a side door from that main hut. Takes you straight into the first of 9 holes, which is, extremely basic. There are some, more elaborate, fancy mini golf. There's a windmill. We'll get to it. But, this first one is the classic, it's a straight line, but we built some, triangles out of wood type deal. Yeah.
I don't understand this Netherlandish perversion of the Pictish game.
What just happened?
Sorry, it's me, boss of me. I've been here. I never really know when it's appropriate for me to say something. I'm just
No, like I knew it was you, but I didn't know what the fuck you said.
Yeah.
Well, There's a windmill with so like it's Dutch, but the Picts were a you know, I don't have an encyclopedia at hand. They were like proto Scottish, I think.
I'll tell you what. I'm just gonna put a note here with some brackets of like put some golf history, and I'll go back and edit it in later.
Thanks, I guess.
Great. It'll make sense in the final draft. I guess everyone just react as if he said that.
Oh.
Oh.
Casey, I think you're up first.
All right. So what? Do I have to, like, draw to see how well I mini golf?
Yeah, give me an Ellie draw.
All right. That's, Whoops, that's Maxie's stats.
I think you have 3 Ellie, right?
She does.
I do have 3 Ellie, yes.
That is the Tower, the Wheel of Fortune, or Death.
definitely the draws I associate with playing mini golf. You know what? Let's do the Tower. I think something terrible happening as a result of a mini golf swing is extremely funny.
Something terrible happens. What terrible thing could happen as you attempt to mini golf? Let me think here. Because it's not like... You're not gonna wind back and, like, crack the thing. You know how to putt. Like, you're not gonna... You know, do something ridiculous.
As previously mentioned, I don't know that I have the strength to do any real damage with this.
I think you hit it to putt, and it starts going down the like track, and then it hits like a wall on the side of it and bounces at a weird angle that it just fully bounces out of bounds. And Mark is like, oh no, oh, that's terrible. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's fine. I just, what is it, a stroke penalty?
Well, sure, but, you know, bad start, right?
it's the first hole. I've got plenty of time to make it up.
I think, let's say this is a par 3, and I think overall you managed to get it in, like, 6. It's not good. It is, like, 10% more than just hit the ball in a straight line, and this is how many times it takes you to get it in. And, I think, Sarah goes, how does Sarah do here? I think Sarah manages to get par. You know, not great, not, yeah, yes.
Casey is just kind of like, I remember you being better at this.
I haven't gone mini golfing in a while, all right? I did better than you, so how about you shut up? Hey, come on. I need to give these people more voices. I'm talking too much like the same people.
There's a reason I got confused earlier.
Let me get a little higher pitch for Sarah and a little lower pitch for Marcus. How's that sound?
That is better.
Yeah, that's that.
All right. I'm getting lazy. I apologize.
See, and then you talk in the character voice as you, so it just undermines the whole thing.
Well, no, that one was me forgetting to add a quotation mark at the end of that line, so Marcus just talked the narration. Sorry, I'll be careful about that.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
Jordan Rogers, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
How long are we going to spend on this miniature golf diversion?
I mean, we're going somewhere with it. How about you be patient?
It seems a bit like filler to me. I feel it will review poorly.
I think you talk so infrequently that it's a little jarring and confusing whenever you do.
Well, whose fault is that, Jordan?
Uh-huh, yeah, well, it's mine, I guess, but...
Really, really, this is the most I'm rubber, you're glue situation we could have.
Yeah. Then in that case, Marcus goes next, and he gets a hole-in-one. It just kind of, like, bounces perfectly off the, like, you know, shaped borders of the course, the hole. There we go. I couldn't think of what you call it. And goes straight into the hole. It was, ooh, lucky shot.
Okay, I think I see what's going on here, and I'd like to interfere.
Interfere how?
It's been a single hole, but sure.
I'd like to... Listen, I see where it's going. I'd like to make his luck worse.
Like to make his luck worse. Okay. Sure. How would you do that?
Oh, well, that's easy. And Solo is going to pull a duffel bag out of the bushes.
Uh-huh.
And unzip it and pull out...
How thick are these bushes? You guys have so much stuff back there.
She's going to pull out a device that looks... a bit like two desktop computers wired together. And there are horseshoes sort of welded to each side.
Where did you get this?
Oh, you know, I've been talking to people.
Give me a reveal your master plan.
All right, yeah, I can do that. Let's see. My genius is... two.
Wheel of Fortune or death?
Wheel of Fortune seems appropriate.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah, I guess some time has passed since Regina got that phone. Yeah, I guess you've been talking to people. Okay, sure.
I mean, we don't have to keep playing. If you're making me draw, we can stop playing coy about it.
What do you mean?
Well, we could, you know, we could do a little flashback to a week ago. Maybe it would be 2 weeks ago at this point. I haven't been keeping... the closest track of the calendar. But, you know, me just showing up on Flannery Hill's doorstep, talking to her, getting...
Wait, what?
Having an enigmatic conversation with her about our current quest.
I think you're not finding Flannery Hill's doorstep, but I here's what I'll give you, especially since you played a neutral card.
Look, I'm just saying, I got this thing somewhere.
Okay, how about you shut up and let me explain?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you called on that phone, and what did you ask for? I think you got dog. You did not get Flannery.
Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because the phone is Flannery-themed. It has a cat. It's not a turtle.
Uh-huh. You got dog.
Okay, I guess I would have just asked for something that allows me to manipulate the flow of fate.
All right. Meet me at the phone booth at the corner of Cedar and Pine.
Will do, old man. Sorry, that may have sounded disrespectful.
Smash cut to you in, like, the middle of the night, standing at a street corner, and a van drives by and just a computer is thrown at your head.
I mean, I would obviously catch it, because I'm very cool and suave like that.
Give me an Ellie draw.
Just to be clear, you're asking for an Ellie draw within... the flashback from the reveal.
That's right.
Okay, my Ellie's too.
Strength or the Hanged Man?
Give me strength.
Great. I'm glad that got... What a good use of a positive card.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, you have a weird luck computer.
Anyway, I'm going to analyze Priest Boy here, and I'm going to try and tank his luck.
Give me a dredge.
Wow, you're really making me draw a lot of cards for this, huh, Jordan?
I'm just trying to play this out.
All right, give me three cards.
The Emperor, the Moon, the Magician.
The Emperor is...
Oh, no!
Now, the Emperor is my dissonant card.
Whoopsie-doodle.
Oh, boy.
It looks like my actions send dark ripples through the undertow, so I'm going to reduce my countdown by one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I guess some antennae just pop out.
What, real quick, what forces in the undertow are after you, Solo? I don't know if we established that.
You know, I don't think we did either.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
There's somebody down there who really wants bugs to stay bugs.
You know, I just figure, Jordan, you're the author. You would probably have the best handle on what kind of antagonist would be thematically appropriate, surely.
Right, I agree completely, which is why, in your character voice, I'm going to explain what your antagonist is. Here I go.
This is the world's stupidest game of chicken.
My brain hurts so much.
Dot, dot, dot. Space.
So who do you fear?
Dot, dot. I mean, I don't really fear a lot of people, because, I mean, look at me. I'm so tough and cool. I don't know. The Marchioness, I guess, but, you know, I could just, like, if I really needed to. So that's not super threatening, right?
That's like your mom, practically.
Yeah, and, like, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I'm just saying, like, if...
Hey, don't, no, different, pick a different one. That's, trust me, speaking from experience.
I mean, here's what I'll say. So, like, you've absolutely mentioned being afraid of something before.
Ants?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, you're suggesting that ants are going to try and drag me to the Undertow?
Well,
you're right. That really wouldn't make any sense with this story for bugs to have some sort of connection to, like, the supernatural. You're right.
Okay, listen, smartass. If you're the one writing me, and you're like, oh well, I'll write it through you and figure it out. You can't fucking have it both ways, buddy.
You were taking too long.
I'm kind of into the ants idea.
Yeah, no, I do think there's a lot of poetic value in the idea of. On some metaphysical level, the Undertow being just a giant, like, interconnected anthill that runs under reality, you know?
No, I see what you're saying.
They're like the workers of the human psyche.
It's a little bit Langoliers, I feel like. Or, like, is Langoliers really the right comparison? Listen, I really got Stephen King on my brain lately is the only thing. I feel like, you know, just, like... Real Stephen King vibes.
Here's the benefit about me coming up with an idea. I could never be a ripoff of Stephen King because I don't know shit about that fucker.
You should read him sometime. Some of his books are good.
I'm good.
You know, like, at least a solid 30%. Anyway, yeah, fuck it. Ants.
Ants, okay. Noted. Important to establish for later. As your countdown diminishes here. In that case, you try to interfere with the pastor's luck, and you just get, like, an error screen on your computer.
Ah, damn it. I should have asked for a fucking manual, huh?
Did you try rebooting it?
Oh, you know, I haven't. Let me do that real quick. And I do think it's going to take several minutes to reboot, because this is a highly experimental system made in 1999, so...
Built into, like, a laptop the size of, like, two cinder blocks.
Hey, so it's been, like, 40 minutes. I hope we get to hole two soon.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me an Ellie draw for how you do on the next three holes, as they've been arguing?
Okay. So it's still three.
That's the Lovers, the Hierophant, or the Empress. All neutral.
You know what? Let's...
Unless, isn't Lovers something... Oh, no, that used to
no,
be your
it used to be my dissonant. It no longer is.
I conquered
that problem.
Yes.
Let's go with the Hierophant. I like the sound of you discover something.
You discover something. Okay, you're doing, like, fine-ish... after that first hole where you really beefed it,
That first hole, it'd be hard to be doing worse.
Right, you're definitely not doing worse. That was about as badly as it could go. As you approach hole four, which is a, like, little, like, bridge over a very small, like, artificial pond, you notice...
A little trickle from a hose.
Yeah. You notice that there are a bunch of unreturned golf balls, like, floating in the water.
Oh, I know that happens at real golf courses, because you have to go into the, like, water hazards to get them, but, like, you can just scoop these up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna scoop them up.
Yeah, you scoop them up. Let me think of... Tell you what, Casey, advance your damage track.
Okay, is there a reason?
Yes.
battered is the first one, right?
Winded.
Oh, winded.
And I think Marcus sees that you like reach out and like grabbed a handful of golf balls out of the water, and he just like, now see, right? That's just inconsiderate. Why would anyone leave a mess behind? It's just not. You need your ball to play. Take it with you.
Yeah, I don't know, but I figure, you know, we're here. We might as well return them.
Yeah, that is very thoughtful, Casey. Yeah, absolutely. We should do that. You're up here.
Yeah, okay. And I take my shot.
Give me one more Ellie draw.
All right, give me 3 cards.
That is going to be, the Star, Justice, or the Sun. So positive, neutral, positive.
I'm gonna say Justice. This doesn't feel like something that needs a positive card spent.
Okay, then we're marking XP. And we should have marked XP from one of Solo's draws before also.
I mean, so I did deliberately take a negative card on my first hit.
You're right. So that's 15, actually. You're right. Okay. Then, yeah, the situation becomes more fair. I think you kind of, like, pull back to take your putt, and you feel like a very, your shoulder just suddenly feels really, like, cramped and painful.
Pulling from my real life here.
It's kind of like a sudden sting of pain that sort of, like, cuts your putt short.
Right. Ah. I guess I rub my shoulder.
There is a large, hole in your shoulder.
Now, when you say hole...
Uh-huh. I think if for instance, say, you kind of, like, pulled the neckline of your shirt back to look at it, it might look like, I don't know, a golf ball-sized amount of flesh is missing from your shoulder.
Like as an open wound, or...?
No, not as an open wound.
What? What?
Now, can we see that through the binoculars?
It'd be pretty tough to see a detail that small from binoculars.
Yeah, especially because I'm probably facing where you guys are looking right now, so... Okay.
Melissa, everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Just a cramp in my shoulder.
All right. Well, I mean, it's your turn.
I just shot.
No, I said it cut your turn short.
So did I not shoot at all, or did I just do a really bad shot?
No, I'm saying you kind of pulled back to swing, and like that, the pain kind of like stopped you before you could follow through.
Okay. I guess I take another swing a little gingerly.
Yeah, you already drew on this. I'm not going to make you draw a second time for it. It, kind of like, the bridge across is sort of arched, and I think it really struggles to get up to the top of the peak of the bridge, and then as it kind of rolls down, it misses the hole. You end up, kind of frustratingly having to bat it around a couple times to get it into the hole. You end up 1 over par, and as you do, you hear a light plop of something hitting water.
I turn around and look.
There's another golf ball in the water.
What color is it?
Pink.
Don't like that, but also don't know what to do with that.
I mean, you could give me a dredge or an investigate.
I think
Sarah lines up to putt.
Yeah, I think I would like to dredge this. Well, not dredge the golf course, but you know.
Yeah. What's your biz?
2.
2. That is the Chariot or the Devil. I believe the Chariot is your resonant, right?
The Chariot is my resonant.
Oh, it's your dissonant.
It's my dissonant.
But it's my resonant, so it's neutral.
Oh, so it's neutral.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that how we decided that
works? Yeah, that is pretty much how we decided it works.
I thought it was your own dissonant that overrode it. I thought that was only if, like, it was
to
somebody's...
To me it makes sense.
To me, this should probably be negative.
Yeah, to me it makes sense. If you draw your dissonant, it should be applied normally the same with your resonant. But if you draw somebody else's...
Even on a dredge.
Yeah, if you draw somebody else's
weird
dissonant, it's different.
Weird overlap.
Yeah, yeah. You draw an unwanted amount of attention to yourself. You may not vanish for the duration of the current scene. Okay, Melissa, I think, let's see, this is hole four. You've been coming in a stroke or two or three over par so far on each hole. And I think looking at the handful of golf balls you've got in your hand, it adds up to exactly as much as you've gone over par. And it's not really painful, again, unless you move in a way that, like, you need a muscle that is now missing. As you kind of, like, run your hands up and down your torso, you have got little golf ball-shaped nibbles out of you all over.
Okay. Are either of my golfing partners over par at all?
Sarah is, like, very slightly over par. Marcus is not at all.
Okay. I think I'm just gonna, go over to Sarah and just kind of quietly say, Sarah, have you gotten hurt at all while we've been playing?
No, I'm fine. Why? Are you okay?
She angles so that that Sarah can see it, but the pastor couldn't, and then just pulls down her shirt a little bit to show Sarah the hole in her shoulder.
What the fuck? Immediately getting the pastor's attention.
Did we hear that?
Definitely.
There we go.
All right, Jake, I think it might be prison time soon.
I think the pastor immediately comes running over. He's, oh, God, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just I tapped her on the shoulder, got her attention, and startled her.
Melissa, what? You're missing a... You've got a hole in your shoulder.
No, I covered it up as soon as she said that.
Yeah, well, she... Is, Melissa, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just a little... Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's nothing.
Give me a dazzle.
Okay. I have a glam of one.
That is temperance, which I believe is your resident.
Sure is.
The deck giveth, the deck taketh away. Choose a card that, yeah, you slip into position to take the perfect shot. Choose a card that's still in the fate deck and place it in the discard pile. Shuffle the fate deck afterwards. So, name a card. The deck's about half empty. I'll tell you if it's in there or not.
Death,
I know, is in here. It is now in the discard.
Thank you.
I tick the phantom clock, by the way, Luke.
Oh, thank you. Then yes, in that case, I think you managed to talk Sarah into, like, accepting that, like she's clearly, like, freaked out, but the, like, you being, like, insistent that it's fine, and Marcus not really, like, being very invasive about it, kind of, like, convinces her to go along with it, but she is clearly not okay with going along with it.
As soon as we can get a little distance from Pastor Marcus again, just, like, something weird's going on with this golf course, and...
Yeah, no shit! What's wrong?
I don't know. It happened when I was taking a swing, and I think there's more. Like, it's like it's punishing me or something.
What the hell? Oh, jeez. I mean, you need, like, a hospital or something.
I don't think this is a medical problem so much.
What do you mean it's not a medical problem? You've got... What are you talking about?
It's not like they're wounds. It's just like they're... Like, my body doesn't have the body part there.
Do you have more than one?
Yeah, I got... Yeah.
How many do you have?
I don't know, like, how many am I over par?
We'll say, I don't know, five.
I don't know, like, five or so, maybe?
Five?!
Can you please keep it down?
You have... It looks like someone took a watermelon baller to you, and you... And you want me to keep it down?
Yeah, listen, it's some... It's weird Eidolon stuff, okay?
What?
Come on, you know Eidolon stuff.
So when I asked you if you had anything weird going on a few months back...
Oh, I thought you knew I was gay.
You're gay?
Casey suddenly has no idea how to respond.
Hello, it's me, Luke. Zoe was supposed to record the ad break this week, but she's on vacation, so you're stuck with me instead, suckers. I really got your ass by being the one to do the ad break this time. I am here to tell you all about a website called patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. That's a place you can go if you'd like to give us money. By just clicking a few buttons, you can sign up to give us money not just one time, but to repeatedly give us money on a monthly basis. And the primary benefit of that is that then we get money and we have money, which is just a net good for everybody, in my opinion. If for some reason, though, you disagree with me and think that maybe you deserve something in return for your dollars, we do have a variety of rewards for different tiers of subscription. For just $1 a month, you get every episode of this show a full week in advance. If you listen to this on the free feed, you could have been listening to it last week, and you could be listening to Disco number 34 right now. And let me tell you, Disco 34 is a pretty good episode. You don't want to have to wait to listen to it. You should give us that dollar. Give us the dollar. I'm feeling punchy on this one. For $3 a month, you get access to all of the GM notes written for this show. I put up a post recently that there have not been many GM notes written for the show recently on account of, I've been very busy getting married. We are still going through episodes that were recorded while I was busy planning my wedding, so still not really any GM notes. Won't be for a couple more weeks, but they're coming back. More importantly, you get a monthly bonus design podcast with me and Molly, where we work through the design issues with the game. We are really bringing Eidolon 2nd Edition into the station. Very excited about that. You also get a second bonus monthly podcast, Eidolon Playlist, where we talk about music that is, inspiration for the show, songs that get referenced. In April, we released an episode about Weezer, a band many of us strongly dislike, because, sometimes you just gotta get that off your chest. For $5 a month, you get all the things I've already said, plus you get access to every draft of the game, sort of like an early access for our RPG, and you get your name shouted out on the podcast, which I will circle back to momentarily. But first, I do have to talk about the $10 tier, which we just sort of call the grab bag, because we just throw whatever we want on there, and or whatever we have time to record. We'd love to finish recording JoJo episodes, but our schedules just really haven't allowed for it. I think this month we're putting up another episode of us playing Fiasco. That should be a good time. We're recording that a day or two after I'm recording this. but yeah, we just have all sorts of weird stuff on that tier. It's sort of more of a tip jar if you just enjoy the show, want to support us a little more. But yeah, you get some fun stuff if you subscribe at $10. But I suppose we should get to the main event of the ad break, which is, of course, when I read out those names I mentioned. So I would like to give a thank you to Just Like Bort, James Carouse, Mouse Girl Extraordinaire, Crazy Man, God Machine Yuri, Pete Shaka, Ian Urbina, Abby Less Than Three, Jade Nebula, Inalienable Right, Saffron Sinclair, Fletcher Gaddy, Sam Antics, We Shall All Be Healed, Thomas Rohrer, Viking Soren, Tin Man Axe, Tulip McTulipson, Great Big James, Inkjet, Foxfire, Jordan Quinn, Parrish, Raquel Delgado, and Underlying Ocean. Thank all of you, as well as all the other $5 subscribers. I only read off 25 of your names each episode because there's a lot of you and, you know, we don't got all day. if you don't want to support us financially or you can't afford it, I totally understand. We all do, in fact. I'm going to speak for everyone on that point. We get it if you don't want to give us money. You can give us attention, though, and help us get attention from other people. I'm talking about spreading the word, telling your friends. We grow this show through word of mouth. So, you know, go tell folks about that cool podcast you listen to and get them to listen to it, too. Maybe they'll give us money. If it was not 4 in the morning, I'd be re-recording this because I shouldn't be yelling at our audience to give us money this much. Unfortunately, it is 4 in the morning, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. You can also rate and review us on iTunes. That helps to improve our discoverability in the algorithm a little bit. I think we're small potatoes enough, that part doesn't matter so much. More importantly, it just kind of makes us smile when we see a positive review. We like it. It's a nice little gift for us. Won't you get us the nice little gift of a review, please, oh please? I'm going to stop being weird and overly demanding of you and let you get back to the episode now. And also get back to editing the episode now. Bye!
To get the computer rebooted yet?
Yeah, sure, you've rebooted it, but I'll say, Solo, you try to use it again and you get another error. It's giving you error message text, but you're no computer savvy person. It's a lot of like hex codes and stuff that just doesn't really parse to you, but you do see amongst all of that, the line, interference forbidden.
Interference forbidden? Oh, man. It fucking figures, right?
So
wait, this is no good, because that means we can't do anything to help.
I mean, we could physically go help.
Yeah, I was about to say, should we go down there?
You can try it. I don't know if it'll work great. No, listen, I encourage you to give it a shot. I'm just saying, like, I feel like this might end up with one of you getting a bunch of holes in you for trying to cheat or whatever fucking stupid logic this Eidolon uses.
I mean, I could use my spare body.
Pardon?
Huh?
I can kind of cast off my facade and, like, control it remotely.
You're what now?
What?
Yeah, I've been practicing at night. See, here, I'll show you. And Jake remains in the bushes, but an image of Jake appears outside of the bushes and waves to the party.
Oh, it's like Casey's thing, right?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay, yeah, let's see where this goes.
Remind me how empty facade works.
Instead of using your facade to disguise yourself, you can advance the Phantom Clock 1 hour to split it off from yourself entirely, controlling it as a second body. If the countdown advances while the empty facade is in use, it disappears immediately.
Great. Okay, Phantom Clock is at 6, so... I'm trying to remember, is that solitary penalty, or is that...
No, that clock is shuffle, I think, right?
Clock gets ticked, not shuffle. Okay, yeah, yeah. Boy, clock's already at 6. Y'all just had a Phantom fight.
Why was it so high? I don't even remember why it was so high.
Well?
We must have done some pushes or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. If Jake's facade looks like Jake, what does Jake look like?
Jake is hidden in the bushes, so you cannot see what he looks like.
All right.
Just a pair of, just a pair of eyes.
Yes, that's an answer.
Out of the bushes, like in a cartoon.
Jake, are you going to come with us?
It might be better if it's just one person. But I'll call for backup with our special watchword, which is... banana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If I say the word banana very loudly, come over.
I feel like you should use a different watchword for this, is the only thing.
What? I mean, I don't think banana's gonna come up outside of
never
that
mind.
Context.
Don't worry about it.
Extremely looking at Solo.
Well, no, what do you mean?
I really like fresh fruit is the thing, and I might bring it up, might cause some confusion. Let's move on.
Yeah, you might know some fresh fruit.
Wait, Regina, what does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Why do people keep telling me not to worry about things?
You're worrying too much.
I'm very worried about a lot of things.
Jake pretends like he's going to walk into the office and he notices Casey golfing and waves over and says, "Oh, hey, Casey, what's up?"
"Oh, hey, Jake.
I didn't know you were going to be here."
"Oh, yeah, church thing. We got here a little early, I guess. So we're just doing some mini golf."
"Oh, Casey, is this a friend of yours?"
Yeah, you might have seen him. He's been going to the same school as us. Yeah, it's my friend Jake."
"Oh, well, listen, if you want, we can get you in on the game. We're only a few holes in. We can give you some time to catch up."
"No, that's okay. Just give me a minute. Just have to talk to him about
it." "No, why not? It'll be fun."
"No, I don't really think this is... I'm sure he's busy. Just let me say hi."
"He's busy at the park?"
Casey's looking over at Jake like, "Come on, help me out here."
"Oh, I mean, I was just going to go in the office to play their Miss Pac-Man machine, but, I mean, I could golf with you guys."
"Do they have a Miss Pac-Man machine in the church?"
"We're not at
the park."
"Oh, right.
They have to have some kind of office here, right?"
"Yeah, no, I think there's definitely, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like, there's, like, a vending machine, and, yeah."
Yeah.
Jake reaches in to hug Casey and whispers in her ear, "Okay, so what's going on?"
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but every time I take a swing, it seems like a bit of my flesh disappears."
"Oh, that's going to be a problem, yeah."
It seems like it's golf ball sized. I think maybe," and she holds out the, I don't know, I think she probably just had like a can't think of the word, fabric that you'd like tie around your neck or head.
A neckerchief?
Ribbon?
Yeah. That she just scooped up all those balls with. I think it might be turning into golf balls.
"Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. It only happens when you take a swing, right?"
I don't know, that's when I noticed it. I don't know how it works."
"Then just don't take a swing."
"Kind of hard to do if we're playing mini.
All you gotta do is bunt it."
"I think that might just raise further questions."
"Alright, Jake, yeah, I got you written down here on the scorecard. You want to head back to hole one real quick?"
"Yeah, sure.
"Alright, yeah, I'll run inside real quick and get you a ball and a putter. What color you want?
Give me black.
I'm not sure if they'll have black, but I'll check.
Red if there's no black.
Okay. You know what I'll say? They got one black ball.
This would be a great time for Casey to fade away if she was allowed.
Ain't that the way. Jake, why don't you give me an Ellie draw for how you do on the first four holes?
Sure. I have an Ellie of one.
That is judgment. Your past mistakes catch up to you.
Okay.
Then in that case, Jake, I mean, as the Shirogorov, detective prince, I imagine you are made to train in a wide variety of disciplines, right?
Yeah, like Batman.
Yeah. So why haven't you trained at golf at all, like even a little bit?
I mean, the golf, it's kind of hard to do in your backyard, you know? You have to go to a golf course to do it. And that takes up so much time. I can't really justify it unless I'm like on a job and I have to golf as part of a job, and that doesn't come up that often.
Well, it's coming up today, and boy, you just do some real dog shit putting as you come in. I mean, you're aware of what's happening at this point, so I think it's easier to track as you come in like, I'll say 3 over par for the first one. I'll say an average of 3 over par for each hole. But as soon as you take your fourth stroke on that first hole, a black golf ball immediately kind of like tumbles out from under your shirt.
Can I catch it?
Sure.
Can I inspect this golf ball?
It is a golf ball just like the one you've been putting with.
Nothing weird about it at all?
I mean, I guess dredge?
Yeah, I have, two bits.
That's the Hanged Man or the Moon.
What the fuck?
Well, this is what happens when you don't play any negative cards.
But the deck should have been shuffled.
The deck hasn't... The deck has almost been gone through.
Shuffled for uptime, but it's...
No, when I played my Resonant card, shuffle the Fate deck.
Yeah, but it doesn't add cards back into it. Yeah.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, let's go with the moon.
Something unknown or unknowable interferes. Then, I mean, I think you feel that, yeah, you've got, like, a hole in your tummy that golf ball slots into perfectly.
What happens if I slot it in there?
It falls back out once you let it go.
Okay, I'm just gonna put this one in my pocket. Bunt technique from here on out.
I don't think that's
gonna
help.
Bunting does not seem to help. Every stroke you make over par subtracts another golf ball of flesh from your body. To the point where, yeah, you're starting to look like a human wiffle ball by the time you've caught up to everybody else, Jake.
I'm not good at bunting?
You're not good at operating a golf club.
This is a deeply embarrassing display of ball rolling.
Just imagine, like, the second hole, you, like, get it over to the hole, you overshoot it, ah, shit, you walk to the other side, you overshoot it again, ah, shit.
That, if anything, it's the choice to bunt that is really fucking up this score.
Right, and each time, you know, there's just a little plunk as another golf ball falls out of you.
When Jake finishes the holes, he limps over to Casey, puts his hand on her shoulder, and says, okay, bunting doesn't work, it's based on strokes over par.
Okay, so we just have to play really good.
Uh-huh.
I think Regina looks at Charlie and goes, oh, we should have sent Solo.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I could still go?
No,
like you have you could just like warp the grab. Like this seems like a really easy way to win.
Oh shit! Wait, you're right. Hang on, hey guys, I want to.
No!
But you tried to grab.
Jake in the bushes says, "No, you can just warp the gravity from here."
No, are you sure I won't get fucked up for like interfering? Because that seems to be what the computer's getting at.
I don't know if you have a range that long.
No, I can just, like, creep up.
But gravity has a range.
What are you talking about?
No,
gravity is an infinite range. Objects on the other side of the universe have a minute gravitational effect on us right here.
So if you make... do whatever you want, whatever.
If you make a small singularity over here and you make it precisely enough, it can affect the gravity over there.
Okay, immediately destroying the concept of an Eidolon power range.
Okay.
Please don't make a gravity well right next to us that would manipulate that one that much, but us more.
Listen, I'm going to... stealthily approach, and as they line up at the next hole, I am going to attempt to use Boss of Me to fuck up the priest or pastor or whatever's strokes, and gently guide the Jake and Naomi's strokes closer.
Wait,
to
why
the
are
hole.
You going so hard on the pastor? He hasn't done anything.
It's obviously his Eidolon. What
I don't
are you
know
talking
if that's
about?
True.
I'm willing to get this motherfucker killed. I don't care.
I mean, he'll go to heaven.
I think that's arguable, Jake.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna kill anyone, it should be a devout Christian.
So then why don't you give me an Ellie draw?
Okay, give me one second. I believe my Ellie is... Okay, yes, my Ellie is 2.
That is the Magician or the Lovers.
The Magician would be the smart move, but, like, I kind of...
Uh-huh.
How many cards are left in the deck?
One, two, three, four, five, six, counting the card I'm putting back from this spread.
We're gonna get shuffled pretty soon anyway. Yeah, I'll take the Magician.
Okay. You achieve the impossible. Then, I think this next hole is, like,
it's a par
the classic. the holes are starting to get, like, a little more complex. This one is your classic, like, gator mouth opening and shutting with a hole behind it. And you manage to creep up and slip into, like, the blue-dyed, hyper-chlorinated water from the previous hole.
I'm just sinking in like a predator.
Yeah, this
would have been a much
fucking apocalypse now.
If they were still bug shaped.
Right.
Well, listen, hindsight's 20/20.
It's like a 3-foot deep pond, so you're just like crouched down super low, so just your eyes are poking up over the surface. And yeah, you can watch everybody lining up to play. You achieve the impossible, so Casey. I think you hit the ball and I don't want to bother making you draw for this. You like mistime it and it just hits the gator's mouth. But then once the gator's mouth opens, it keeps going because Solo is pulling the ball towards the hole. And it goes in hole in one, your first hole in one of the game.
Huh. Good job.
Yeah, I guess that must have had some spin on it.
This hole's a par 5. Casey, 5 golf balls immediately fall out of you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Quietly to Jake. Going under apparently isn't good either.
So we have to hit exactly par?
I guess, or maybe... Shit, maybe it just takes par from us?
But it took 5 and you were 4 under par.
Yeah. Par is 5. I think maybe...
No, Melissa. You cheated.
What do you mean I cheated?
I don't know how, but... That wouldn't have happened if you hadn't cheated at the hole.
I fucking told you guys!
What do you mean this wouldn't have happened?
5 Iron Frenzy wouldn't have taken 5 balls.
I fucking knew it!
You.
Fuck!
Listen, I didn't do anything. I was trying to play through as best I could.
Then someone's cheating on your behalf.
Wait, is cheating not allowed?
I think Solo's gonna fucking book it.
Definitionally no?
I mean, everyone at Fairman does it.
Oh, you're talking about the football team? Listen, I'm not a football coach. I don't necessarily approve of any of that. And more importantly, we're not playing football. We're playing miniature golf, a fun game between friends.
Okay, so no cheating allowed. Now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't cheated at any of these holes, and if I had, wouldn't I be doing better?
Well, again, something happened there that was not simpatico with the rules.
I took extra strokes when I went out of bounds. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope. You've been playing by the book every hole up till now. You did something different this time, or again, somebody did something for you.
So what's with all the other ones, then?
Oh, well, obviously you're going to lose balls as you go over par, but if you cheat to avoid that, then there's going to be a penalty. What the fuck is going on?
That's a very good question. Why are you doing this?
Let me think of how he answers that.
I think back on the hill, Regina and Charlie just smoking cigarettes, being like, wonder what's happening.
No, back on the hill, Solo is fucking jogging towards them. And like, what the I fucking told you people!
You just pop up from the pond.
Were you that close to the pond?
No!
No, we're saying we don't think you could have gotten, like, undetected popping out of the pond and running away.
I mean, I might go for it anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, we all, were pretty, close with Patrick. He was a good counselor. We were sad to see him go.
You mean the guy who was manipulating, teenagers into trying to kill each other?
I mean the guy who had some real vision.
I'm not gonna call him a bad guy, but even you gotta admit, he made some pretty bad mistakes.
Jake, yeah, he was objectively a bad guy.
Well, morality, that's beyond my judgment.
I think Sarah is finally, like, checking herself out and noticing she has also lost pieces of herself and is freaking out.
Yeah, I think Casey goes over to her and she's like, okay, we're gonna figure this out. This kind of stuff has been happening a lot this year.
I mean, Pastor, you gotta understand, it's not like we were targeting him, he came to us.
Well, I understand that, but nevertheless, we can't allow that kind of thing to go on around here.
Can I do something?
What do you want to do?
I would like to use Lightning Rod to give my Eidolon to Casey.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And while it's around Casey, I want that gator to attack this pastor.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me read me what Lightning Rod says.
Declare the name of one person who has at some point been under the influence of your Eidolon. You may draw Glam to have your Eidolon warp reality around them instead of you, regardless of where they are. And then you may draw Biz to have your Eidolon resort warping reality around you.
Okay, then yeah, you move Pride of Lions to Casey. Casey, I think you suddenly notice shadows moving around you. And, yeah, there is, like, a twisting, grinding metal sound as the, gator rips free from, like, the, brackets that have it bolted to the ground. And, it's just, like, a head, but it, throws itself at the pastor and with its, like, rounded teeth just starts chomping him. It's more of a crushing than a, you know, a
biting. Yeah, those are not sharp by any means.
Right, why would they be? But I think he yells out in pain as this thing clamps down on him. He, like, kind of collapses to the ground and says, I don't know who's doing this, but this also isn't playing by the rules. And as he says that, Casey... more and more golf balls just start to, like, plop out of
what
your skin.
What the hell? I'm not doing this.
Oh, right.
It's turning into a real Captain Kangaroo situation.
Hey, priest boy. I think at this point, if Solo has not already emerged from the water, they have.
What?
I'll take you on, Solo. Oh, that was a pun. I didn't mean it to be a pun. Sorry, can I go again?
No.
I'll take you on, mano a mano. Club.
We already have a game going.
I don't Molly, care. Molly, your game fucking sucks.
Take. Huh?
Molly, please cut Maxie's second take.
No, to be clear, I want you to include the whole thing.
Well, this is turning into a bit of a mess, isn't it?
listen, hey, they might be cheating, and I might have cheated. I might have helped. But the thing that matters, you didn't set the fucking ground rules, bud. They didn't know they were going to be losing balls. It's not a fair competition unless everybody knows what's going on from the jump.
Everybody knows the rules of miniature
golf.
The
rules of miniature golf don't fucking include you lose a ball of flesh from your body.
I think, Casey, Adventure Damage Track, you're continuing to just, like, shed golf balls as the gator continues to attack this guy.
Hey, you know what? I want to help this gator out. Can I start chucking these fucking golf balls at the passer?
Give me a bombard.
That's elegance, right?
Yeah.
That'll give me three.
Three. Okay, then in that case, you've got the Empress, the Star, or the Sun.
Now, the Empress is my, Oh, wait, no, the High Priestess is my resonant, so do whatever.
The Empress is my resonant, so if it stays in there, that's fine.
Yeah, sorry, what were the other two people who kept saying Empress?
Yeah, Empress, Star, and Sun.
I would like the Sun.
Sun, you're given cause to celebrate. Then, yeah, let me think of how this goes. You definitely beam him right in the noggin with a golf ball, which is not fun. And I mean, you've got plenty of ammo here. You just keep hurling them at him. And he's pinned, so he's really got nothing to do other than just take these on the head.
Yeah, as I'm doing that, I'm just saying, okay, your sense of what's fair is really messed up, and talking to you isn't going to work, but I usually, if we hit people like this enough, they're idle and stop working.
Casey, I feel torn because you played the Sun, but, and I think that just applies to the bombard you're successfully hitting.
Yeah,
him.
Oh yeah, no. I know what this is potentially doing.
Yeah, what this does is your legs turn into golf balls and your torso just kind of flops onto the pile of golf balls beneath you.
Oh fuck.
Hey, Casey, you're gonna need to get out of range.
Charlie, I have one last idea. I'll drag Casey away because her leg situation is bad. Charlie, I need you to go for a fucking drive on this guy's head.
If she leaves, she forfeits.
I don't want to keep playing this game.
Do you realize what'll happen if you lose?
I didn't realize what would happen if I played.
This is what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, now that you're playing, do you have a guess what'll happen if you forfeit?
This guy's a real sore winner.
Can I clock this dude upside the head with my skateboard as hard as I can?
Okay. I'm trying to think of what to do here. Give me a dredge, Charlie.
Okay, that's biz.
Yeah.
Two.
The devil or the hanged man?
The devil.
The devil, okay. Clock gets ticked. You can clock him if you want to, but it is clear that the more people interfere, the more it blows back on Casey.
I guess we could stop.
Yeah, but
then
I don't know.
She's fucked anyway.
I don't know what to, I don't have an eidolon. I don't know what to do here.
Hey, look, Jordan, can we talk for a second? I need to pull you aside.
Yeah, what's up?
So, like, okay, I don't know if you've read JoJo's Bizarre Adventure or what.
Oh my god, I'm leaving.
Bye.
I don't understand what the problem is here. I'm about to draw a pretty relevant comparison.
You don't say.
You know, this really feels like one of the Darby fights from part 3. But the thing is about the, you know, they're resolved either by one party openly cheating and the other winning through skill, or one party trying to win through skill and the other openly cheating. And I feel like, you know, just creating a situation where cheating is completely outside the realm of possibility and nobody else can, like, put themselves up. It really feels like you've created a no-win scenario for Casey is the thing here.
I mean...
Oh, okay, just for the sake of argument, can you tell me what crashes are coming next?
No, I can't.
I'm just for the sake of argument.
Still no.
You don't even have any, do you? You're completely winging this.
I'm not winging. That's not... When you don't get to know how I'm planning this fight to go.
I just think... Look, I just think you could be a little less harsh on her, you know?
Okay, opinion noted.
So I think what's narratively happening here is he's challenging us to find some sort of non-violent solution to this.
But the thing is, the only... here, normally the nonviolent solution would be like cheating, right? Like rigging it in such a way where she can overcome the other guy's obviously superior golf skills, but that's also been taken off the table. All she can really do is golf good, and that just
We could let her golf good then.
Yeah, you know, Solo, if I had a problem with this on a higher structural level, I am capable of voicing those concerns myself. Like, I appreciate you having that concern, but, like, you know, I am capable of advocating for myself here.
Casey, what do you want to do?
I mean, I want to kick this guy's ass, but I don't think that's going to help unless we can take him out before he takes me out, you know?
I think we're just going to have to play him.
Okay.
Solo, if you would like some hints, I can ask you to dredge.
Yeah, okay, sure. I'll dredge.
I wonder why the phantom clock is so high, actually. what could it be?
Casey just says to the, Pastor Marcus,
yeah.
Okay, so what I'm getting here is the only way for us to get through this at this point is to finish the game.
That's right.
Can you do something about all this then? Because I physically can't finish the game the way I am right now.
Give me a dazzle, Casey.
Okay, that's a... Well, it's a one.
the lovers, you're faced with two paths. Okay, here's what he says. Well, considering that your friends interfered on your behalf without you asking them to, I suppose that would be fair. But the penalty has to go somewhere. I'm not capable of just making it go away.
What do you mean you're not capable? You're the one doing this.
I understand that, but Five Iron Frenzy is a completely fair ability. It affects me just as much as it affects anybody, and I only have so much control over it. So here's what I'll say. If you want one of your friends to join the game and take on the penalty strokes you've incurred on this hole, we can knock them off of your scorecard.
No, I'm not going to inflict this on someone else. Can you...
I mean, I... Casey, that it's kind of my fault at this point.
Yeah, but if you take these on, then you're not going to be able to play through.
She's not playing!
Right, but I'm taking the hits for you.
I can let... This isn't a, like, self-sacrifice thing. This is a, I'm the only one here who doesn't have an Eidolon, so, like, it's more important that y'all can be at full capacity. I can do it.
How about this? This was a collective effort. Can we distribute what's happened so far evenly?
If all your friends want to join the game, sure.
All right, we'll share what's happened, and then
we have to play all the way through?
That's what joining the game means.
I was just asking, man. Come on.
Hey, can I get that dredge we were talking about?
Yeah, what's your biz?
Three.
The lovers, the empress, or the star.
Didn't I just play the lovers?
Wait, didn't...
Oh, sorry, you're right. The empress, the star, or the hanged man.
Give me the empress.
The empress, you create something. And mark XP. Solo, I mean, he has lied by omission, but he has not told any outright lies so far. And he did just say that Five Iron Friends, he is just as...
Susceptible to it.
So
bound
if he...
is the word, maybe.
If he were to cheat, he would have the same thing happen to him.
I see.
Now, he's very good at miniature golf, so he doesn't need to. But maybe some enterprising mystery-solving teens could invent a way to force him to.
I think I see what you're getting at. I'm going to try and make him so angry at me that he gets violent.
That would be one way to do it!
Hey, you little bitch! What do you love golf so much, huh? Stupid, shitty game for idiots!
I don't know that
this is
gonna work. I don't
know if call for that kind of language.
Devoted your whole fucking life to golf? Not even real golf, but miniature golf? You're working with the fucking captain of the football team, and the best you can do is mini golf? Loser!
Isn't he also a pastor?
He is also
a pastor,
yes.
He's a pastor, but apparently he's working with a fucking cult? Like, oh, look at me, I can't decide what god to worship. Jake, help me out here.
Yeah, Episcopalian.
Don't you know that the Eastern Orthodox Church is the one true inheritor of God's will, you fuck?
I'm a Southern Baptist.
Oh, I'm sorry. Southern Baptist? Hey, who does the Holy Spirit proceed from?
It's part of the Trinity.
Does it proceed from the Father alone or the Father and the Son? It's one of the core theological disagreements of the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Regina,
the Father,
are
the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three, are all the same entity.
I don't know what
they're all God.
And your outfit looks like shit. You look like a fucking loser. Hey,
he looks back to you, Solo, and just says, It's a real shame that you've got so much anger in your heart for such a young person.
Oh, yeah? You think so? What if there was an old person with a lot more anger in their heart? You want to talk to them? Hey, you want to talk to God, buddy boy?
I talk to God frequently.
You know nothing of the true nature of divinity, child. You know nothing about your nature as a plaything in the hands of an 18-year-old boy, too stupid to even bring himself happiness, instead chasing torment of himself and others again and again and again. Your entire life is but a footnote in a chapter of a book that no one will read. And within that chapter, all you can talk about is miniature golf and the rules thereof. Perhaps you're so obsessed with those rules because your own life is a pitiful failure. You bear the mark of a man who only became a priest because he had no inheritance worth mentioning, and no woman would deign to look upon him.
You got really into that monologue and did not notice that he walked away to go get putters and balls for the other
Come
three of you.
Come on, man!
None of this seems like it would get a minister all that upset, I'm going to be honest.
I am a youth pastor and a high school gym teacher. If you think I'm susceptible to taunts by teenagers, then let me tell you.
Now, I want to be clear, that was a taunt from a teenager's eidolon. Let's make sure we have the fiction straight here.
I mean, okay. I've got an idea for something that'll piss him off.
What's that?
I kiss Casey.
Immediately after Charlie kisses Casey, I want to do my shot for the next hole.
I'll tell you what, because we're running along here. I think this is going into a part two. I think you do the kiss, and he just says, he's kind of like, does glare, like, this does get to him in a way that Solo's jeers didn't. And I think he just kind of like looks very like witheringly disappointed at you, Casey, and then to Charlie, like, gonna play golf or
yeah, you know what, hey Regina, you want to join in too?
To which,
both?
Yeah.
Sarah, who had like collapsed to the ground on the edge of the hole, she's like, what the fuck,
we're your sister's girlfriends.
Casey just grins and nods.
What?
Eidolon Ska is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. You can follow us on Twitter at EidolonPlaytest or join our Discord at bit.ly/AEDiscord. Eidolon Ska will be back in 2 weeks on May 6th for Patreon subscribers and May 17th for everyone else. See you then!